Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, it's midwinter and time to check in on what's happening right now, what's changing, and what's coming up in the near future.
Okay. Well, I've got to start with just all that ice out on Lake Superior.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. And, you know, even back already in February, there was, you know, 90%+, you know, kind of cover. And not just really thin ice either. From looking at the information, you know, that that's out there from NOAA, you know, the ice was, we had some thickness. Mm-hmm. Not that there weren't some places with thin ice, but mostly that was way over in the eastern part of the Lake Superior Basin. So, and kind of early, really, compared to when ice more typically, you know, shows up in great quantities on Lake Superior. So that's been really fun to watch, and we're going to have all kinds of really wonderful sights and sounds and
yeah, the
magic
ice
as a result of that.
Could be pretty,
yeah,
pretty
oh,
noisy.
And in the meantime, the sun rises and sunsets. Mm-hmm. Oh, whenever the lake, wherever the ice, the snow gets blown off, or, oh my gosh, it's just so spectacular with all the reflections that go on. So that's been, and it's ongoing, and we can all look forward to that. Another thing that's been happening and still going on is owl courtships. So great horns, barred owls, and saw-whets are all kind of in that mode, have been or are in that mode now. And I've personally been hearing both barred and saw-whet owls calling. I haven't seen any actual courting behavior, but other than the calls. So that's happening. There's also the matter of something we can't see that's kind of out of sight that is going on right now, which I think of whenever I go out and get water from the river, is through the water hole, is the steadily depleting oxygen levels in the water. And I know we've talked about that mm-hmm. before, about life under the ice and how does it manage and what all is happening. And as time goes on, the oxygen levels get lower and lower, and that definitely has impacts on the critters there. Fish, you know, are really moving around very little, very slowly, kind of in almost a state of suspended animation at times, just kind of hovering in the water column. Insect invertebrates that are active or can be active, they're going to be slowing down too, both temperature and oxygen levels. And kind of more on the microscopic level, the water fleas, which we've talked about in the past, which are these tiny aquatic invertebrates, they're fading from bright red, which they would have been back in the oxygenated part of the year, to paler and paler, you know, getting paler and paler pink as those levels go down. So if we were gathering samples and, you know, looking at them in the microscope, we'd be seeing different color now than we would have seen back in October or November or early December. There's also, I've seen the first signs of tree wells developing. So these are those little kind of cavities that form around the base at the top of the snow or at the base of trees and all kind of woody stems or any stems coming out of the ground. And those are definitely started to form. And if one is paying close attention to a few, you should start to see them continue, or you should see them continue to expand and get bigger as the sun becomes ever more intense. And we get some warm-up periods occasionally. There's also, along the similar lines of looking at woody stems emerging from the snow, this is the time of year when one really starts to see that aspen sunscreen developing on the sun-exposed sides of the trees. So this is that white kind of powdery substance that the trees produce to help protect their bark from the sun. And also intensifying in our view right now, and already, and more as time goes on here, will be the colors of the birch tops, branches in particular, along with the dogwoods, the red osier dogwoods, and the willows.
That's the bark itself is going to change color.
Right. The bark itself is going to get deeper red in response to the changing light that's happening. So all those are signs of changes, even though I don't know what the temperatures will be, you know, coming along in the future. But warm or cold, these woody plants are responding to what is happening with the daylight.
It's kind of nice to know that it's going to happen no matter what. This is the time of year when you kind of figure, is it ever going to end?
Yeah, it can be. It's reassuring.
Yes.
Yeah, that things are on track, and you know the daily weather can be really difficult, cold, seem deep midwinter, but it is on track to be spring at some point in the future.
What about when do invertebrates, insects, start to, when we have some that winter over,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
When do they start to get active?
Well, the first ones that I think of as getting active and definitely could be seeing sometime in the near future, it's going to be weather dependent, mm-hmm. Are the springtails, which are snow fleas, which we've talked about before. So these are invertebrates, insect invertebrates that overwinter as adults. And when we have little warm-up periods, they will migrate through the column of the snow up to the surface. They get active. They start looking for food, and they look like kind of a black dust or little pepper, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. specks. And sometimes they're very faint because they're very few, but other times you can see mass quantities of them kind of in a concentrated area. So those are the first things that I would expect to see. But there can be other invertebrates as well. Spiders, there are some spiders that overwinter as adults that we'll see active out in the snow. There are crane flies that show up. And, of course, way out there in the distant future will be, but sometimes when there's still snow on the ground, will be the mourning cloaks and the mm-hmm. tortoiseshell butterflies that overwinter as adults. So, things that overwinter as adults in the insect world and invertebrate world, they're ready to kind of get active whenever temperatures are allow. And so we'll see them. We have a chance to see them if we're out, you know, when they are.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on winter now and coming up.
You're so welcome.